Mans vārds ir Rudolfs, un šie ir mūzikas jaunumi tev.
Piektdienas mūzikas jaunumi gan interesanti un gan skanīgi, jo esmu sazinājies ar vienu no Igaunijas uzlēcošajām mūzikas zvaigznēm Noepu. Viņš tepat mums uz līnijas. Hi, hello!
Hey!
Oh, pleasure to see that, pleasure to hear that you know a bit of Latvian.
I know a tiny bit.
Okay.
But, not too much.
Have you been to Latvia a lot?
Yes, quite a lot actually. I like going to Latvia. I like going to Riga, and I have a favorite Latvian city as well. Was it Cēsis? I think. Yeah.
Oh, right. Your stage name is Noep. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
We're here to talk to you about your latest record that came out like somewhere around a month ago. Interestingly enough, you've been good friends with a British singer, Chinchilla, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell a bit about that collaboration?
Sure. Well, the first track we did together with Chinchilla was, I think, already a bit more than 2 years ago. So I really loved the track, and the track did really well, for example, in Italy. I think it was one of the most played tracks in Italian radios, like a year and a half ago. So we were like, let's do another one. Beginning, I think, almost a year ago, I was in Brighton, and then we met up and wrote another track. It turned out to be quite good, so we released this one as well. So it's already the second track with Chinchilla.
How did you guys meet?
The time when we wrote this up, it was actually a camp called Out From The Woods Camp that was organized by my management and a Norwegian, I think, management company or something, or publishing company. And we just, we were in the same room together, and yeah, that's how we met.
Let's talk about the music scene in Estonia. How are musicians coping with the pandemic situation there?
Well, who becomes a lawyer, who goes on a contract? Well, it's definitely not an easy time for musicians, for sure. Especially musicians who are not like authors or who are not producers who can, record, music for commercials or whatever. So I think it hits the hardest the musicians who are mostly live performers. I think for those musicians, the lack of concerts is definitely very heavy. And I've heard some of the guitar players or whatever are, working right now in some other field.
Okay, and how has this time been for you?
For me, it has been rather easy, like professional-wise, because I've been working on some new music, and up until now I think I've quite enjoyed the fact that I don't have to perform like two, three times a week, so I can kind of hang out with my family more and go to the countryside in the weekend. So it's kind of a good change. But now it feels like, I wanna perform again, give some concerts.
For a person that hasn't heard your music at all, what is the first thing that you would like to tell about yourself?
Well, I would just describe my music as positive melancholy. And it's usually like my own taste, which probably translates to the audience as well. It's like when you kind of like pop music, but you like the alternative touch to the pop music. So it's not like every other pop track, but it has some, alternativeness to it. That's how I like to think about music, or that's how I think my taste is when I listen to music. It's like, I don't listen to some super alternative music, but I like this alternative music with a touch of pop.
What news can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, as I said, I am working on some new music, and I haven't released full album yet in my career as Noah. Hopefully I will release a lot of music this year.
Thank you, Noah, for this short interview, and we hope to see you soon here in Latvia, in Tesis and in Riga and all over it with your music or as a tourist when it's allowed.
I would love to come. So looking forward to it. Greetings to all the Latvians. You are awesome.
Mans vārds ir Rudolfs, un šie ir mūzikas jaunumi tev.